The Easter Vigil today brings to a climax this long and steady 3-day prayer. It is the night of all nights, the vigil of all vigils. It is the glorious night in which the darkness vanishes with the light of the Paschal candle and with the proclamation of Easter through the exalted. Then we recount the story of our salvation through the 7 Old Testament readings that frame our relationship with God through our ancestors and their own stories of faith. We sing the Gloria. We acknowledge Christ in our midst and hear his calling at the proclamation of the epistle, and then burst into shouts of hallelujahs, full of joy because Christ has conquered death. Then we grow as church, as a family of believers. We bring new disciples into our joy. We plunge our catechumens into the waters of baptism, and they come out as new disciples with a new life in Christ. We then call forth those who are already one with us through baptism. We acknowledge their own baptism and accept their proclamation of our faith. We seal them all with the gift of the Holy Spirit received at their baptism. Finally, the awaited moment, the climax of the night. We are all united at the Eucharistic banquet. We offer this sacrifice in memory of Jesus, the Lamb of God, and we bond through this holy communion in an intimate embrace with Christ and with one another. In this communion, in this Amen, we recommit ourselves to the mission of Christ, and we vow once again to continue being his faithful disciples until he comes again. This is the splendor of the Sacred Triduum and the Easter Vigil tonight. And although we won't see the totality and the fullness of that expression of joy, we won't see our catechumens getting baptized. They will be baptized at another time when all this health crisis is over. But in our hearts, in our minds, this is the image and the picture of the joy that we must have in our hearts. In our own humble ways, in ways that really keeps us at home with our families, let us bring this joy to our households. Let's share the joy and envision the wonders of how Jesus conquered death. Jesus will also conquer our sadness. He will conquer our fear. And we will celebrate the hope of his resurrection. Let us now enter, to the best of our ability, into the mystery of the Easter Vigil.